a big difference. At BusinessEdgeMinute.com, I'm Mitch Graff. You've heard it said before that the best lessons learned are from the School of Hard Knocks. Well, now you can give the gift of a PhD from this prestigious university. This authentic diploma is printed on the same high-quality paper that the top schools in the world use for their diplomas and will become the center of conversation for sure. Visit schoolofhardknocks.net. That's schoolofhardknocks.net. And you'll receive a special discount of 20% at checkout when you enter the code EDGE. Get one for that person in your life who seems to have everything, or heck, get one for yourself. You've earned it.
How, then, can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
From Colossians 3, 23 through 24, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
I can do this.
We believe in you.
Each day brings hope.
Every day, millions of people celebrate their recovery from addiction to mental illness while others begin their journey. Be a part of it. Share your strength, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together, we are stronger. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our team at Digital Path understands how important your internet is. We have been working nonstop, upgrading networks to our fastest, most reliable Gen 7 technology. Unlike satellite, DSL, or cellular, Digital Path offers plans with up to 60 times more data and speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Stream your favorite shows, play video games online, and more, starting at only $58 per month. Mention this station when you call to get 50% off your first 3 months service. Give Digital Path a call at 800-676-PATH. That's 800-676-7284.
Additional terms and conditions apply. Services and some plans may not be available in all areas.
When the Holy Spirit inspired John to write the final book in the Bible, the intent was to disclose a divine secret. Revelation contains the unveiling of God's timetable for the future. Join us when Chuck Swindoll presents a helpful message about the unveiling of this secret Thursday on Insight for Living.
After serving in the military, life can seem like an endless loop. The cycle can be broken. You are not alone. Visit maketheconnection.net to learn more.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Brother Chess coming to you from KKXX 104.5 FM, AM 930. I got my brother Johnny in here with me today. Hey. What's going on, Johnny? Thanks for being here with me today. He's going to be tapping on the drums for us a little bit, just giving us a little mood so we can get the situation just right, coasting into the beautiful Thursday afternoon in the weekend. We hope you're doing well. Want to keep our eyes peeled for things going on in Chico this weekend and coming up in, you know, Easter's upon us. So I know most of us have faith communities that we're plugged into. And I know here at the Chico Church of Christ, where I serve off East Lassen Avenue, 995 East Lassen Avenue, class at 930, worship at 1030. We're going to have an Easter egg hunt. You can check our website out, chicocfc.org, for all the times and info on that. I know there are other places here in town. They're going to be doing Easter events. So once again, just kind of keep your eyes peeled for that. And if you can, plug into your community. You're certainly invited to come to ours and worship God this Easter season, focusing on that empty tomb. Amen. Okay. Today, we're going to pick things up and be reminded of something, because I feel like we oftentimes get a bit sidetracked and we lose our perspective. And the Apostle Paul, when he writes to the church in Rome, kind of feel like that's what he's addressing a lot in the letter to the Romans. And we're going to look at Paul in Romans chapter 8. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there. If you're listening on the radio as you're driving to lunch or driving home from work, we're going to talk about this idea of God helping us all the time, but particularly when we're weak. Paul's going to remind the church in Rome that when we're weak, God is strong. When we're weak, God is strong. And that's a very powerful truth for us to live with, to live by, to put that in our mind and focus on and think about and dwell on as we go throughout our day. Because if you think about it, we're all weak. We're all weak all the time. I tell you, it's just by God's mercy and God's grace that we make the decisions we make. Amen? Just based on what we should be doing, conforming to the very image of Jesus Christ. That's our goal, in fact. If Paul writes to the Romans, conforming to Christ's image, the resurrected Christ, that's our goal in life, this present life. In Romans 8, Paul's concluding a discussion that he began in chapter 5, which really focuses on a call to celebrate our security in Christ, especially in the midst of human suffering. In chapter 5, Paul writes that suffering is not only a part of our human condition, but for the believer in Christ, our suffering presents a potential obstacle. In fact, according to Paul, our suffering can become so overwhelming, it diminishes our hope. Now, I bet you some of you have been there, haven't you? You know, I caught myself not too long ago, and I guess I could be transparent on the radio. I'm not sure how many people are listening or if I'll ever meet you in my life, but I think it's a good time for a confessional. Not a bad time for it. But, you know, I'm a minister. I'm a preacher, and I am super-duper plugged into God's Word all the time. You know, fortunately, I can do that. Praise God. I bet you, you know, a lot of you are plugged into it too. Just the nature of my work, though, allows me to be contemplative and plugged in and thinking about it 24/7. And, you know, I find myself at times becoming rattled and just, even when things are good, you kind of get this sense of, the rat race, or you're on the hamster wheel and you just keep doing the same things over and over. And it's very frustrating. It's kind of like, why am I like this? Why am I thinking like this? Why do I, like Paul says in Romans 6, why do I keep doing the same things over and over again that I really don't want to do, especially with my thinking about things, maybe even saying things? You know, that's frustrating. But according to Apostle Paul, that's part of our broken human condition. And that's our suffering. We suffer in that regard. And by the way, that's our own doing. In fact, the Apostle Paul, he reminds us in the letter to the Romans that it's because of our sinful nature that things are broken. Things are messed up the way they are because we've rejected God. We moved away from him initially. And because of that, we've contaminated the entire earth. But we are good at messing stuff up. And God is really good at fixing things. And that's what we're talking about in Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read you a portion of this, verses 22 and following. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly, as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. When we get prepped for a break, we're going to talk about that, this idea of a glorious state in the redemption of our bodies. We'll be right back.
Is Pause to Pray, a chance each day to stop down from the daily noise of life and pray for our country's leaders.
Today we pray for Brett Guthrie, U.S. Representative for Kentucky's 2nd Congressional District. He has served since 2009 and is a former member of the Kentucky Senate. Proverbs 4:23 reminds us of the qualities of a good leader. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Right now, with this in mind, let's pray together. Almighty God, we ask for guidance for Brett Guthrie as he represents the people of Kentucky each day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pause to Pray is a service of this station and the Presidential Prayer Team, a nonprofit, nonpartisan ministry dedicated to encouraging prayer for our nation's leaders. To learn more, go to pausetopray.org.
Hello, this is Steve Gregg from the Narrow Path Radio Broadcast. We're a live broadcast each weekday afternoon, and we try to answer every Bible question people call in and ask on the air. Sometimes it's very interesting. We get all kinds of questions, including whatever ones are on your mind if you call in. Join us each weekday at the Narrow Path.
Join us for Steve Gregg and the Narrow Path, Monday through Friday at 2 o'clock here on KKXX.
We bless Almighty God. Let us outdo one another in kindness, unselfish love, and good deeds one to another. Train up our beloved children and grandchildren in the age-old truths exemplified by the Christ. Respect and protect the lives of fellow human beings, preborn and postborn. Our choices do affect the future blessings God can bestow on us. America, bless God.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back from our break. Brother Chess coming to you from KKXX with my friend and my brother, Johnny B. Good, over here tapping on the drums for me as we read Romans. And I'm going to, but before the break, I kind of got cut off with a commercial, which is fine. But I'm not going to let that commercial interrupt the power of the Word of God, because you want to hear this. For in this hope, I'm going to continue Romans chapter 8, this is verse 24. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait patiently for it. Now get this one. This is where we're going here. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And everybody knows this one. And we all know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So our purpose, according to Paul, if we take an aggregate, a snapshot, a mosaic of Paul's words and put them all together, what God's purpose is for us to live eternally with him. In order for us to do that, we have to conform to the holiness that he set before us in the person of Jesus Christ, and we need help with that. We're too weak for that. We're so turned around with our sin and brokenness that we don't even know what that looks like. That's how severely severed and detached we have become from God. Now, bunch of people may not think that. I had a friend, as a matter of fact, a friend in New York City. Love the guy. I haven't talked to him in 10 years. But dear friend, and not a non-Christian at the time. Maybe I need to check back up with him, see where he's at. So, you know, I remember riding in a cab with him. We were riding around Manhattan, and he said that, you know, I was in this discussion with him because at the time I was in seminary, and he was quizzing me about it and asking me all these questions about it. I was trying to, you know, tell him about Jesus, essentially, in one way or another. And I told him the essence of, like, Pauline theology. You know, after Adam and Eve sinned, everything was just so messed up. Something detached, something broke, and we're broken people. We've broken the world. That's the whole purpose of Jesus coming to this earth, to redeem us, to save us, to restore us, right? I mean, the list goes on and on, but I mean, for Paul and for traditional Christian thinking, none of us are good enough to be in the presence of a holy God. We're wretched sinners. In fact, Paul the Apostle, in this very letter that we've been reading, in Romans chapter 6, I think verse 23, says, "For all have sinned and fall short of God's glory." Now, my friend, he said, "Well, you know, I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not out raping and pillaging and killing people and, you know." He said, "I'm not out doing that." He said, "I just don't understand the logic of that." And I think that's a huge hurdle for today's age, the 21st century, for people to jump. They just don't want to accept the fact that they, at their core, are evil. And that's kind of hard to admit. It's hard to look into the mirror in the morning and recognize, you know, something's wrong. Everything may be feeling right. You may be feeling on top of the world. Got a raise at work. Girlfriend came home with a set of flowers, not you or wife. You know, kids made you dinner. But the world is severely broken. All you have to do is look around, read the news. I like to read the news every day. I look at a few venues. I look at local news, and I look at national news, and I look at global news, and I mean, every day there's just tragedy everywhere you look. Now, of course, you can balance that with there's good things going on all the time that the news doesn't report, and I know that. Just making a statement that's not all good all the time. And where does that come from, right? Something's not right. That's what the Apostle Paul's saying here in his letter to the Romans. He says, something's wrong with the world, and we've messed it up. And we... For those of us who are aware of God and have accepted God, that hurts us to know that we're broken. In fact, the world itself, the earth itself, knows it's broken. In fact, in verses 18 through 21 of chapter 8, Paul, that's what Paul talks about. He says, the creation itself groans. It's ready to be liberated. It doesn't want to continue live in this decay, this death. It wants to be brought into freedom. You know, I think for Paul, he wants us to understand what nature understands. That, you know, we're not okay and we need help. And for those of us who do understand, we groan, we hurt, we're uncomfortable, we feel these momentary senses of detachment. I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, that's okay. That's okay, because in our weakness, God gives us the strength to carry on. When we come back from our break, we're going to end our segment by talking about that.
Cancer touches all of our lives, not just the person with a cancer diagnosis. Cancer also impacts family members, caregivers, and friends. That's why Courage Through Cancer Ministries is here, to offer cancer care packages, prayer support, grief support, and more to anyone whose life has been touched by cancer. Contact us today at 1-855-626-8724 or at couragethroughcancer.com. It would be our privilege to be of help to you today.
This is Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles, heard weekends here on KKXX. A lot of people can't bear hearing about love because all they've ever known is false love and people being mean to them. But there is a real love, and God created it. To find out more of what you've been missing out on, please join Shedding Shackles this Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here on KKXX.
They say the best things in life are free. Because we, your local radio broadcasters, have always entertained and informed at no cost to the community. When tragedy strikes, radio is there, even when others are not. We bring you talk, news, and music, all aimed to engage, inform, and motivate, with one goal, serving the public. The local broadcasters of radio, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
There we go.
Chico Now.
All right, welcome back to Chico Now. Brother Chess over here at KKXX with my dear friend, Johnny B. Good. He's tapping on the drums with me today. And before we left off at our break, we were talking about our weakness and recognizing that and being okay with that. I mean, not being okay with it, but just accepting it. You know, Johnny was mentioning on our break that it's kind of like the world we live in. It's scabbed over, right? We had an injury, and we can't properly treat it. That's the thing. We do our best and let it scab over, and we pull it off, and we try to do other stuff. It just doesn't work. But here's the solution. God's the solution, and the medicine we need is Jesus. Paul says that we groan. We hurt. That can look a lot of different ways. I was just visiting one of my dear brothers, actually serving over at the Chico Church, Christ, Tom Beebe. He's in the hospital right now. And if you lift up a prayer for Tom, if you get a chance. You know, but it just, once again, We're in this fragile state. We're in this fragile state. You may not find yourself weak in this very moment, but brother, sister, one day you will. And I think you already know that. I consider myself weak all the time. Fragile. One millisecond to the next is a gracious gift. Anything can happen. Life can be turned upside down in an instant. And God, we give him the glory in all things. And I think Paul would agree with that, because when we understand that his glory will lead to our glorification, that's his purpose. Our perspective, it takes on a different view. And that is, it's in our weakness that God's strength can be revealed, can be witnessed. Paul writes about that, of course, in 1 Corinthians. Yeah, there are moments of these where we're all struggling. Good. But Paul, he's going to help his audience to remember, don't be overwhelmed by that. Don't be overwhelmed to the point of frustration, to the point of isolation, to the point of cynicism, doubt. Don't do that. Don't lose your head. Keep your focus. It's funny, we were watching this Liam Neeson movie. You ever watch Liam Neeson movie? Yeah. Taken. And He's got a bunch of movies where he does it's like the same movie over and over and over. Good for that guy, right? He got like a 10-picture deal. It's the same script. They just, you know, shot it different. Anyway, it's funny. You can kind of almost take sound bites from what he says in all these movies. It's always something like, listen to me. Look at me. Pay attention to me. Because there's always something going on, some tragedy or some, the car blowing up or airplane going down or somebody kidnapped and people around him are frantic and they're losing their head. And he says, listen to me. Look at me. He's always trying to keep their focus, you know. And I think that it's funny. I'm kind of parodying it, making fun of it a little bit. But in a sense, you know why he does that in every movie? Because it translates. It's like it's real. People lose their focus. They need a voice to remind them, hey, keep your head. We're going to get through this. That's what Paul, in a lot of ways, is saying to the church in Rome. He's saying that what appears to be in this present realm, the difficulty, struggles, challenges, obstacles, all these things, God's working through that to bring about his good purposes in your and my life. That is to bring us to conforming to the image of the resurrected Christ, that we're in the process of that. And as we're in that process, sometimes we're super duper weak. Sometimes we're just struggling. But Paul reminds his audience, when we're weak, God is strong. When we're weak, God is strong. When we're weak, God is strong. Just as Paul told the church in Corinth, even the weakness of God, to which there's none, even the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. And Paul's faith informs him of this truth, the truth that Christ lived, the fulfillment and culmination of God's strength, a strength that can create order in the midst of chaos, a strength that can establish a nation out of the condition of barrenness, a strength that can divide a Red Sea, not only leading that nation across, but defeating the enemy who oppressed them, a strength that can tear down walls without a tool or defeat entire armies without a weapon, a strength that establishes an eternal throne with an earthly dynasty, and he's invited us to be a part of that. Be powerful this week in the name of the Lord. Not because you're strong, but because you're weak. And when we're weak, God is strong. Amen. Let's have a great weekend, brothers and sisters. Love you. Johnny, thanks for being here with me. Thanks to Andrew Palmquist for all his help with us every week here at KKXX. We'll see you next week.
More than just another radio station.
We are your station for encouraging teaching and talk.
You're listening to Live Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Were you injured in an automobile or motorcycle accident? And are you suffering from any kind of injury due to an accident? Then why not get free advice? Call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz today. As a former insurance defense attorney, Larry knows how they think, and that means you will receive the best defense to reach a fair settlement. Call now. Even if you're not sure you have a case, consultation is free. The Law Offices of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614.